Well, with God's help this morning, we are going to turn to Psalm 107 together. And I take the last verse of the psalm, verse 43, as my text this morning. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Over this well-known and well-loved psalm could well be written the familiar paraphrase that we've just sung together. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the praises of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. This psalm brings to us all sorts of changing scenes in life. Times of trouble, times of joy, and how God deals with his people in such times. In eight wonderful illustrations, it traces the ups and the downs of the Christian life. And we all experience them, don't we? In different ways, at different times, we all know the ups. We all know the plateaus, and we all know something of the downtimes in life. In all the perplexities, then, we do well to take verse 43 to heart. Whoever is wise, we need to be wise. And the wise person observes those things that take place around them, around us, and also more intimately in our own lives. And as we observe these things, we learn and we discover something. We discover that in all the changing scenes of life, whether in trouble or joy, the Lord's loving kindness is evident and manifest. So under three headings this morning, I want to apply this psalm and these words to ourselves. First, we're going to see who is addressed. Who does this verse address? It addresses whoever is wise. In the second place, what a wise person does. What does a wise person do as they look at the landscape of life? They will be observant. They will observe both the ups and the downs. They will observe the in-betweens in their lives. And then thirdly, there will be a consequence of doing so. What are the consequences for the wise person who takes note of God's hand at work in their life? They understand afresh the loving kindness of the Lord. So let's just think initially of who is addressed. The wise. Whoever is wise will observe these things and understand the loving kindness of the Lord. They are specifically addressed to the wise, but they are addressed to all of us. To some of us, that little phrase, whoever is wise, may well come as a challenging question. Am I wise? Am I wise in the light of what we're considering this morning? Or am I the opposite? Am I foolish? Where do you stand this morning in the light of our text? Before we can open it up, we need to know where we sit in regard to it. Just being here does not immediately and automatically put us amongst the wise. You'll remember the parable that our Lord taught of the wise and the foolish virgins. They were all in the same place. None of them stood out, obviously, from the others. They all looked the same, but they most definitely were not, were they? Half of them were wise and half were foolish. Being present under the preaching of the word does not automatically make us wise. It's how we respond to that word. When the word comes home, what is our response? What is our reaction? The moment came for those virgins, the moment of truth, when they were going to come out into the open, either as wise or foolish. In our text, the psalmist has certain people. It's the wise in mind. My mind went to three wise men in the scriptures who give us a very simple definition of wisdom. I thought of Job. In Job 28 and verse 28, that dear man, in the midst of all his problems and difficulties and trials, he defined wisdom. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. That was Job's assessment. The man who fears the Lord is a wise man or woman. I thought of the psalmist in Psalm 111. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. For the psalmist, he hasn't begun to be wise unless he's begun to fear the Lord. Or how about David's great son Solomon, the wisest man in one of his proverbs? The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is key to being wise. It is the substance of wisdom. It is the beginning. It's the first signs of wisdom. And it's the development of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is key in all these areas. I could go on, but let it suffice to say that if you are a wise person this morning, you fear the Lord. The wise people fear the Lord. So, our text could read like this, quite legitimately, couldn't it? Whoever fears the Lord will observe these things. It means, as Moses said to the people of Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God. That's what God requires of us, to fear him. And how is that fear to be expressed? How is that wisdom to be seen? To walk in all his ways. Are you walking in the ways of the Lord? Yes.